it's Evan Cohen. Coming up Thursday, I'll tell you if the Chiefs will three-peat or this will be the year Lamar finally gets the Super Bowl. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Let's hear it for the biggest stage of all, the U.S. Open, where stories unfold.
It was something special to see. It's crazy.
And spectacular awaits. If you're looking for that unbreakable spirit, that drive to go the distance, you've come to the right place. The U.S. Open continues through September 8th on ESPN and ESPN+. Daytime presented by Heineken Silver. Primetime presented by IBM.
Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio.
Years ago, getting ready for the NFL season, I'm living in Vegas. I'm at this convention. These are professional handicappers. And one of the questions was asked, what media do you consume? And I remember multiple people said the same thing. Bill Barnwell.
Joe, I appreciate that. I wish I had had more faith in my handicapping ability when I lived in Vegas.
Carlin versus Joe. Weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Amerindian.
Worst case scenario, get to the Super Bowl and lose.
No, stop. You have them in the Super Bowl no matter what.
Yes.
Worst case scenario.
Worst case, they get there and lose.
No, worst case scenario is they're in a loaded AFC and they don't even end up making an AFC championship. That's worst case scenario, but certainly losing an AFC championship.
That's
it's
your worst case.
It's a loaded conference.
Mine is they get there and lose.
Amerindian. Weeknights at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
La Liga on ESPN Plus.
What a wonderful atmosphere.
All 380 matches in English y Español.
No ponemos las pilas, arranca el partido.
The global stars.
Lewandowski, fantastic finish.
Historic rivalries.
The old and bitter enemies clashing again.
The beauty and the passion of La Liga on ESPN Plus.
Goal!
Sign up for ESPN Plus at ESPNplus.com/soccer for the love of La Liga.
At the Home Depot, we know you can't control everything, like when your guests arrive too early for Saturday college football. But you can control your grill. With the Traeger Timberline XL, you can watch the game, not the grill. Monitor your football feast from anywhere using the Traeger app. With the Timberline XL, you can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute. That's Desmond Howard level versatility.
Huddle up. The food's done.
Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This is Gene Wirral. Thanks for listening to ESPN Radio. The ref, always the right call.
This is Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
I want to be so deep that you believe in me. Inside, over, over, over again.
It's the Wednesday crew with our known as Freddie and Harry. I'm Freddie Coleman with Harry Douglas
on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's a little midweek check-in. We need help with that from YOU at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. What are you the most interested to see this weekend in either college or the NFL? The NFL gets started tomorrow night. Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off NFL 2024. 888-729-3776. Big Ron in Indianapolis, what you got for us this afternoon?
Let me do this because I got to pull over right now. Okay. First things first, thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Harry?
That's what I'm talking about, Ron.
I want to see Barry Henry walk the dog on them Chiefs and the rest of the NFL, Derrick Henry.
Now, I will say this about Derrick Henry, because that's another player that, you know, I have an extreme relationship with. That's mm-hmm. my little big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And his work ethic, how tenacious he is, how, you know, zoom focus he always is, tunnel vision, the leader that he is amongst everything in life.
Yeah.
Don't be amazed if you see Derrick Henry rush for 120 to 140 and okay. two touchdowns.
Tomorrow
don't be,
night?
Don't be surprised.
I will be surprised if he gets a buck 20, buck 40 against those guys in Kansas City. That would surprise me.
Don't be surprised.
I can see him get 100, but that would surprise me. I love my big dog when it comes to him playing the Baltimore Ravens, but I'd be surprised if Chris Jones let that go on that defense.
And I love what he gives Lamar Jackson. Since Lamar Jackson has been the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, he's never had another guy that can help him close.
Absolutely.
That's what Derrick Henry provides for him. So when you're in the fourth quarter and so many people are keen on Lamar, that can no longer be. It has to be Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry, because we've seen Derrick Henry in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, take a Tennessee Titans offense all the way to an AFC Championship game.
Before they
by himself.
By himself, because Ryan Tannehill was all right. But it was Derrick Henry. He was the focal point, and he did not mind having that happen until he ran those bros in Kansas City.
Went to New England, mm-hmm. sent Tom Brady home, mm-hmm. last game as a Patriot. Went to the number one seed, Baltimore Ravens, the mm-hmm. team he's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Sent Lamar Jackson to them home, packing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, suitcases on top of suitcases, packing.
If he gets a buck 20, buck 40, there's going to be a lot of packing suitcases on the Kansas City defensive line that would not be happy if he does that tomorrow night. Phil in Oklahoma, what's the one thing in college or the NFL that has you the most interested to see this weekend?
Hey, Freddie and Harry. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate you.
I like to preface this call by saying I'm stationed out in Oklahoma, but originally from Virginia.
Okay.
Huge Washington Commanders fan. I don't think the Commanders are getting highlighted on how good of a sneaky team they may be this year with both the coaching staff, DQ and Cliff Kingsbury, what they're able to draw up, and the pieces we've added to both the offense and defense with Austin Eckler, and then we have some leaders such as Bobby Wagner. Jaden Daniels, he's going to be great. Obviously, there's some questions with the O-line. I think it's pretty solid right now. So I think, I've invested in Sunday tickets, so I'm going to watch the Commanders tee off against the Buccaneers. So I think that hasn't been highlighted enough. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Phil in Oklahoma, I'm with you. And believe me, as a Cowboys fan, you just drive me crazy with that, because I got a feeling your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is going to be driving that division crazy for the next 12 to 13
Uh-oh.
Years. That's how much I'm a fan of Jaden Daniels. And getting Dan Quinn, and they got some pieces. They get Tyler Biadasz, where you have a veteran center that's going to help your rookie quarterback. They are going to be better defensively. Terry McLaurin's going to know what it's like to be a top-flight wide receiver and get the football coming his way, because Jaden Daniels is going to do that. So believe me, that's a team I think could be very sneaky, could be on the edges of the playoffs, could be an 8 or 9 win team, but they're going to be held for 60 minutes each and every week when it comes to Washington Commanders in 2024.
Yeah, that was a team this offseason that I said to a lot of people, don't be surprised if they're better than what everyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the veterans that they brought in to sprinkle in with the young players that they have, they drafted a guy that was my favorite player on the Michigan Wolverines National Championship team last year, Mike Sarenstiel. At the slot corner position, a guy that played wide receiver early on in his collegiate career,
mm-hmm.
moved to the defensive side of the ball, so he understands how to read route combinations in the whole nine. You go get a Bobby Wagner. You draft Newton from Illinois to mm-hmm. add to that defensive line, in which you already have Deron Payne and company up there up front anchoring things on the defensive side. So I really like what the Washington Commanders are, but they have to make sure Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes.
Make sure you utilize those two runners. running backs, Brian Robinson Jr. and also Austin Eckler. Let them be an assistance to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
and make sure you reiterate to Jaden Daniels, hey, it's okay to get out of bounds. It's okay to slide. Don't take these unnecessary hits you don't have to take.
Yeah, believe it. You do not want to be Anthony Richardson 2024 like he was last year for the Indianapolis Colts, where he didn't slide and also he missed the rest of the regular season. You don't want to be that. And Jaden Daniels, a lot thinner than Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback, when it comes to how big and how big he's not when it comes to his frame. Sean in Montana, Big Sky Country. Sean, what is the one thing out of college or the NFL this weekend that you're the most interested to see?
Ready? And Harry, thanks for taking my call. Harry, tear the club up. Always got to tell you that. What I am looking forward to is Caleb Williams' Welcome to the NFL moment by Jeffrey Simmons. As Jeffrey Simmons is going to hit that dude so hard, he's going to wish he was back at USC. Also, I'm really interested to see how he plays, you know, how Caleb plays after he gets hit, because he looks good and everything now, but he ain't been hit for real yet. Will Levis has been hit for real, and I think he's going to go upwards. I'm just looking forward to seeing how these two young quarterbacks play, especially Levis, because I'm a Titans fan, with all his new receivers and that secondary that they've beefed up. The coach ain't playing. They're on to new things in Tennessee, and if the Texans can do it, the Titans can do it.
Man, that's going to be a sneaky division, the AFC South.
Yes, it is.
In 2024, that's going to be a pretty good division when it's all said and done. Which NFL player that's in a new place has gotten a chance to impress? That's next.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
When your job demands more than just hard work, trust Timberland Pro, the brand that defines superior comfort, performance, and durability. Built on a legacy of craftsmanship, Timberland Pro provides boots and apparel that stand up to the toughest challenges. Our products are as resilient as the skilled men and women who wear them. From the workshop to the job site, Timberland Pro is there with you every step of the way, blending innovation with time-tested quality. Discover why professionals choose Timberland Pro. Always do, never done. Visit TimberlandPro.com or your local Timberland Pro dealer.
More than X's and O's, playing high school football has taught me respect for my coaches and teammates, our opponents, and the officials.
On the softball field, I learn how to be accountable for my actions and how they affect the rest of my team.
Every game reminds us that humility means winning with class and losing with grace. I'm Dante Pope from Maryville High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. These are just some of the lessons we learn from high school sports that we'll carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Wins and losses, highs and lows, success and failure, they are all part of being a student athlete and a human being.
Learning how to handle these ups and downs on the field prepares us to handle them off the field, too.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the lessons they teach by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character. This is education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
Friday night in the bowl will be a class of 4A heavyweights as the Wrights Panthers await a visit from the Jasper Wildcats. And the play-by-play is yours right here on ESPN 97.7 FM and online at listentheref.com. This game is brought to you by Tri-State Orthopedic, Heritage Petroleum, United Fidelity Bank, the Hilltop Inn, Bracket Heating and Air, First Federal Savings Bank, and by D. Patrick Volkswagen. Pre-game shows at 6, kickoff at 6:30. Jasper and Wrights is also brought to you by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Lawnmasters of Newburn, Browning Funeral Home, by Tri-State Roofing, Indiana Members Credit Union, Jimmy John's, and by Amy Canterbury, candidate for Vandenberg County Commission. The Jasper Wrights game also presented to you by Southwest Graphics, Award World Trophies, Seamers Glass, by Beck Brothers Construction, Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, Protexol, Brothers Construction, and by Maureen Ludwig of Team McClintock Realty. Jasper Wrights Friday night here on ESPN 97.7 FM and online at listentotheref.com.
If you need someone to talk to or just a place to go hang out and are between the ages of 16 to 25, The Port in Henderson is a youth center that offers free counseling and peer services weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. You can grab a snack, do your laundry, use the computers and Wi-Fi, or play games. You'll find peer support, help with mental health issues, or simply somewhere to get away for a while. The Port is youth-driven and offers a safe place for empowering youth. Visit our website, theporthenderson.com, for more information.
A lot of businesses claim they have the fastest response to a customer's needs, but when it comes to loaning cash fast, no one can keep up with rcpawn.com. With the number of loans continuing to rise, rcpawn.com loans more money at a quicker turnaround than anyone, and all you have to do is bring in something of value, and rcpawn.com can hold it for you until it's paid off. Stop in one of their two Evansville locations, Green River Road just north of Morgan or Fulton Avenue just north of the Lloyd. Shop in-store or online at rcpawn.com.
Empire Contract. ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week three of our high school football coaches shows. The Wrights Panthers here this afternoon, normally a Monday show at 4:30, but due to the holiday, we pushed it back to this afternoon. The Wrights show will return to its normal day and time of 4:30 next Monday. Panthers coming off a very impressive 30-6 win on the road against Vincennes, and now are back in the bowl Friday night to take on the Jasper Wildcats, and that'll be our game here on ESPN 97.7 FM. When we come back, we'll visit with Corey Brunson, get a recap of the win against Vincennes when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Doing good. Good weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Go up to Vincennes, and we talked last week about going up to Inman Field. That always a very tough place to play. Vincennes, a football team that obviously finished in the top half of the league last year, lost a really good quarterback. I know you were concerned about Luke Lindsay going into that game and their offense. Boy, your defense had quite a game plan, a 30-6 win. Just overall, Corey, initially just thoughts on the win.
I was definitely pleased, you know, how it came out. You know, always going there, always tough. You know, the first two times since they've been in our conference, we've gone there. I mean, you know, we've really been fortunate to win those two games. I think they probably, in those two games, they probably outplayed us. We were just ended up making more plays than them, but they were pulled out. So, you know, going there, I knew it'd be tough. I thought, again, yeah, defensively, our guys stepped up and played well, and offensively, we moved the ball. So I was definitely pleased. How it went and our progression from week one to week two.
Well, I guess you bring up a good point. Yeah, the last couple of times you went up there, it basically came down about the final minute. We talked about that, just a one-possession game, but this time 30-6, so I'm sure the last few minutes of that ball game, a little bit more relief on that right sideline. Line.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was definitely a little more, you know, definitely it was less stressful this time than the first two times. So a little bit more enjoyable bus ride home, you know, knowing that we went there and actually, you know, played well. So, again, the first few years, I didn't think we really played all that well. We were just fortunate to win them, but I thought this time we actually went there, played well, did a lot of things right, and was really pleased.
All right. Individually, who kind of stood out in the ballgame?
You know, defensively, you know, kind of is the whole group. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that did well. You know, I thought they had a good week of practice because, you know, it was a week where a couple of days were pretty hot, so we went in the morning before school. So you just never know how they'll react when they're tired. But I thought, you know, defensively played well. Offensively, you know, Jamontre stepped in these first 2 weeks, played great. QB, you know, he ran the ball well, threw the ball well. So he did a lot of good things.
All right, so, I mean, you take a look at this football team going into the game, and like you said, I mean, a very hot and humid week last week, and then you get on the bus. It's not like you're going from the Wrights Bowl to Enloe Field or Central Stadium, and it's up the road for a while, and you get up there, and they're coming off a big victory over Boise, and so, you know, this is an opportunity for them to kind of make a statement, but it was one for you as well, because certainly everybody chasing the Wrights Panthers right now. You haven't lost a conference game in a couple of years, and everybody wants to be that first team. And so, you know, to have that first road game and for all these individuals to kind of step up, obviously really, really pleased as you talk about, Corey. What about some guys that maybe, other than Jamontre, you talked about some guys that maybe you weren't counting on this early in the season that have really kind of stepped up and taken advantage of their opportunity?
This is a group where there's some newer guys that haven't had a lot of Friday night experience. You know, a receiver and he plays DB is Kyler Hamby. You know, he made some plays that night, offensively and defensively. And then, you know, Lucas Feldman's playing free safety and receiver. He's doing some things. I've been pleased with him. That didn't play a lot last year as a sophomore, in this case for Lucas. But, you know, Hamby's a senior, so he's a junior. But those are two names that last year didn't probably play a lot, so you are kind of unknown how they would do this year. In the first 2 weeks, those two guys played pretty good.
All right, so the Panthers get to 2-0, a 30-6 win over Vincennes, and now they'll be back at home to take on the Jasper Wildcats coming up Friday night. Again, we'll have that game for you here on ESPN, beginning with our pregame show at 6, kickoff set for 6:30. Jamontre Johnson will join us when the Swites Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools and also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon. In this segment, we are joined by quarterback Jamontre Johnson, who has engineered a couple of victories for this Panther football team the first 2 weeks of the season. Jamontre, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. I'm glad the weather's kind of cooled off. I'm sure you are too.
Yep.
Yeah, we think last week was pretty brutal. Well, let me ask you this, because normally you guys practice after school. Because of the heat and the humidity last week, you guys went before school. So how was that for you, kind of getting up a few hours earlier and getting out there in the football field about 5:30 or 6 in the morning?
Nine, just working, putting in the work with the team. Just got to grind.
All right.
We got my football work in.
Well, obviously, you're put in a position where you filled in at quarterback the first couple of the weeks, went over Harrison, and going up to Vincennes last week. And obviously, you were told probably more than once last week that the last two trips that the Panthers made up to Vincennes were one-possession games. Just overall, how do you feel the offense performed in that 30-6 win over the Alices last Friday night?
My team came out, did what they needed to be done. We came up there. I was just hoping that ain't nothing bad is going to happen to anybody. And, you know, we just did what the Panthers was good for.
Well, and obviously being the quarterback, and you really kind of want to take care of the offense and just don't do anything that's going to, as you said, Jamontre, kind of hurt the team. And obviously you guys excelled at that, got a big victory against a really good football team. How's it been for you just kind of filling in these first 2 weeks at a position that is so critical for the offense?
You know, I just been chill, been playing QB since kindergarten, wanted to do a new spot, did it my sophomore year, then had an opportunity to go back to QB, so I just took the chance.
All right, well, good. I mean, what do you like about this offense? I mean, certainly you guys got a big offensive line. You've got guys, I mean, you can run, you can throw the ball. It's not like you're a kind of a one-dimensional offense. What do you feel that you bring to this offense?
I bring high energy, teamwork, and that's probably about it, just the hype of me.
All right. Okay, Jamontre Johnson joining us here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon. With Jamontre, this team now comes back home to the bowl on Friday night, taking on the Jasper Wildcats. They come in 1-1. They beat Harrison last week. You guys beat Harrison week one. What have you seen on film so far this week, just as far as this Jasper defense that you'll see on Friday night?
So far, we see they like to blitz a little bit. We see that our corners be playing back a couple yards. But they ain't going to stop us from scoring. So, you know, we finna come out and then win just like a regular game.
You look at your position now. I mean, certainly I think that the plan is going forward that you're going to be maybe playing a couple of different positions, you know, on the offense. You take a look at that. How do you kind of prepare yourself mentally for whatever is going to be happening to you, whether you're playing quarterback or even some wide receiver?
You know, everybody got to get their chance in, and everybody got to get their playing time. But, you know, I'm not faith in the team. So, like, we're going to come out, and I'm going to do my thing, and they're going to do their thing.
All right. You know, you're a junior this year, Jamontre, and this football team for the Panthers. It's been a while since somebody's knocked you off during the regular season. Does anybody on this team feel any pressure on that week to week, knowing that everybody wants to be the first team to end this long winning streak in the conference?
No, sir.
All right. You guys probably don't talk about that. Obviously ranked high in the state right now. But how do you guys just kind of keep your feet in the ground every week? And as you said, just keep grinding and just waiting for the next opponent.
You know, we come in the huddle. We just sit in there. We talk about what we need to get done, what everybody needs to be doing. And we just tell people over the weekends, no breaks, keep going. We got to keep grinding.
All right, Jamontre, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the win over Vincennes, and all the best this week in this game with Jasper coming up.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Jamontre Johnson. We'll come back, get the scouting report on the Jasper Wildcats from head coach Corey Brunson when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Back on the Wrights Football Show this Wednesday afternoon. Again, the show will return to its normal day and time on Monday at 4:30 beginning next week. Corey Brunson rejoins us. Well, Corey, obviously the Jasper week. I mean, you've got some rivals in this conference, but, you know, right up there with the Jasper Wildcats for so many reasons. And Tony Lewis, you know, certainly won a state championship when he was the coach there at Wrights. And, you know, now with Jasper, he brings his football team into the bowl this week. They're coming off a high-scoring win at home against Harrison. It'd be their first road game of the season. Just kind of break down the Wildcats for us after 2 weeks of 1-1 record.
I mean, Coach Lewis does a great job. You know, I obviously played for him, coached with him. He does a great job. You know, I respect everything he does. They're coming off a win. They played well. They're one of those teams where, you know, offensively, that's the only team that runs that option type of offense. So it's kind of, we try and practice to something like that, but it's hard to do. You know, we stress our kids to watch film, because, you know, again, we can't seem like exactly how they do it. So, offensively, they're definitely hard because, again, team you don't see that look a lot. And defensively, you know, they're around that 3-3 stack. They blitz a lot, and I like them. Somerville, not a lot of teams in our conference does that. So we do our best to try something like that. But, they do a lot of things right.
Does it help, Coach,
you know, your veterans that have seen this type of offense, you know, the last couple of years? I mean, obviously, like you said, I mean, you don't see it. Last week was all Vincennes. It's not like you can look ahead or had a bye week and got 2 weeks to prepare. But from a defensive standpoint, or even, I guess, from an offensive standpoint, you talk about the defensive alignment. Does it help when you've got a veteran team with some of those guys that have already seen this?
It definitely is huge. I mean, I think definitely, you know, I think we got more guys probably back defensively. So, you know, they've seen it at a varsity level. You know, obviously lower level they've seen it, but, you know, it's the lower levels don't run as smoothly as, you know, at the varsity does. So we definitely have, it's definitely helpful having experienced guys that have seen it. You know, us defensively, you know, the past couple of years, we were around 3-5, so we did that a little bit in the summer, a little bit too, so. You know, us offensively seen it in the summer is helpful, but, yeah, it's definitely huge having guys that have seen it before under the lights on Friday night.
You know, you've talked early in the season, certainly that first game with Harrison, just an awful lot of mistakes, mentally, physically, you know, more mental than physical. You didn't turn the ball over all that much, but, you know, you talk about the improvement from week one to week two. So from that mental standpoint of mistakes, a little bit better job in week two than week one?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely cut back. Our penalties was cut back. And some of the silly ones that are controllable. I mean, you could, again, you can call holding probably every play. It's just a matter of they call or not. You know, so that's going to happen in the game. But the ones that were, you know, when it's fourth and two, do we jump offside? You know, we fixed those things last week, and hopefully we can carry over and continue at this week and then cut back some of those other little penalties, the line up wrong or the holding and stuff like that. But, definitely, it was definitely an improvement, and hopefully we can keep doing that again this week. And taking care of the football. We have only interceptions, but we put the ball on the ground fumble-wise, I think maybe once or twice each game. We just got to cut that back and get those turnovers down to hopefully zero.
Corey, it's week three. So, I mean, obviously the first couple of weeks you may get a pass to some guys, especially if they're, you know, playing varsity football for the first time. But by now, you would think that a lot of these guys have kind of settled into the positions. I'm not sure if you've still got any positions out there where there's a battle between who's number one and number two. But do you feel right now that this team is really kind of starting to settle in and develop some chemistry?
I think so. I mean, we talked here today going into this week for our just in special teams in general and just overall, just, you know, well, every week, you know, there are certain guys, they are still battling. There are guys that have done a position, you know, been out on certain special teams a couple times and, you know, made similar mistakes. Now it's week three. If we got correct with the mistakes, or, hey, you're back up or the person you're competing with, they get an opportunity. So, yeah, we are settling in, and I think guys are doing a better job of understanding what their role is and what their job is. Now it's time to get a little bit better at it.
Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best to you guys this week against Jasper.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Brunson. Again, The Wright Show back at its normal day and time next week, but this has been The Wright's Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to The Wright's Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Nudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Wright's Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show was brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
You're listening to Week 3 of the Boonville Football Show. The Pioneers looking for their first win of the season. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We're going to hear from Darren Ward, the head coach, as they try to topple Heritage Hills on Friday. We're also going to break down last week and see how Boonville can improve upon their first two games, both being losses. All thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, like Evansville Estate Emporium and award world trophies. All right, without further ado, we'll take a step aside here on 97.7, listen to theref.com, and the WREF mobile app. We'll hear from Darren Ward in a moment right here on The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
And we're back on the Boonville Football Show with the head coach, Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
So we look back before we go forward to Heritage Hills and a tough loss, 41-20 against South Ridge, the final game of August. Take me through how this one went down and what was the difference between win and loss on Friday.
First off, I mean, it was a physical football game, and as we expected, I was pleased with how we matched the physicality of South Ridge and the intensity that they played with. First half, kind of a back and forth game, and they got on the board four first, and then we responded with kind of a quick score and picked up some key first downs. And you know, Tyler Reinhardt kind of finished off the drive, I think, with a 11 or 12 yard score to end the first quarter. Then they kind of bounced back and moved the ball a little bit, hit a couple key plays down the field on us in the thrill game, and got back on the board, and then got another touchdown on the board there at the end of the first half. And then we kind of responded at the end of the first half with another touchdown of our own, this time with Peyton Holly kind of finishing off a good drive for us with a 1 or 2 yard run to kind of get us going into the half. I think we were down 20-12 at the half. Come out the second half, we kind of sputtered maybe on our first drive, got it to them, kind of went back and forth a little bit. They got a score on the board, but I was pleased we quickly responded back, went down the field, and got it back to 27-20. Key touchdown there was Grant Davis to Tyler Klainer, I think, on a 15-yard touchdown pass. Then we got the two-point conversion with Davis to Klainer to kind of get it to that 27-20. So I was really pleased with kind of getting back in the game there in the third quarter. But Southridge followed it up with a big kickoff return, and I think three plays later kind of punched it into the end zone and kind of took control from there. The rest of the night, got up 34-20, and then kind of late in the game put another score on the board to make the final 41-20. But I thought we played well in phases. I think we got a little bit tired and a little banged up in some spots in the second half and kind of let them kind of do as they wanted in the run game and stuff there in the late third and early fourth quarter.
Again, Darren Ward, the head coach for the Pioneers here on WREF. Now, Coach, I'm glad you broke it down that way because you look at the score, yeah, 41-20, but score the game, rather, was a lot closer than the score might show. A couple of things, though, that you look at, we'll start on offense with Grant Davis, a couple of interceptions for him. What would you attribute those to?
I think he's just trying to make some plays. I mean, he's kind of forcing the ball down the field in situations where we really didn't need to. You know, one of those key turnovers was – there in the second quarter, I believe, or could have been third, where, you know, I think we were in a first and five situation and near the red zone. We kind of had them jump off sides or line up in a neutral zone. And we called with outside routes down the field, but we had intermediate routes underneath and we were kind of really thinking we were just going to be available for us. And, you know, he wanted to take a shot down the field and kind of left the ball inside on a deep throw and stuff that probably a throw we didn't need to make. But, you know, something, we're never going to fault guys for wanting to go make plays. It's, you know, we're going to show up each week and each game trying to go win. And he's always going to be that type of competitor that wants to go make plays along with a lot of our other guys.
As far as the defense giving up the 41 points, a lot of those at the end, and again, the game closer than the score might show. You mentioned the idea of guys getting a little bit tired at the end, maybe a little banged up, but in practice this week, after the 41 points allowed to the Raiders from Southridge, what was addressed by you and the rest of the coaching staff trying to patch up the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think number one on our defensive line, just playing with, you know, pad level and stuff. You know, we you know, as we watch game film and stuff, we're not seeing a lot of times what we work on in practice and really preach and stuff with individual technique and stuff of pad level and getting extension on the line of scrimmage, of getting separation and stuff on the D-line. And, you know, simple things as tackling. We spend a lot of time working on tackling drills and practice and stuff, and it's right now not kind of translate over to our games, especially in the second half. And I think a little bit of that fatigue sets in and stuff where we've got to be able to kind of push through kind of that mental grind of adversity and stuff a little bit better. But those are things we're addressing this week in practice.
Again, we're here on the Boonville Football Show, week three, getting ready for Heritage Hills. We'll talk about that later on in the program, but don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from one of the Boonville senior linemen right here on the other side on WREF. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show with Brooks Eigner, a senior lineman. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Brooks. Really appreciate the time.
Good to be here.
So you look at the first couple of games for Boonville, and neither one of them ending the way you guys would have hoped, 0-2 to start, but obviously still a lot of football to be played. We're going to talk about Heritage Hills on Friday, but through those first two games, what have you learned about this team being one of the senior leaders?
You know, it's been tough. Both games we were in, very close, you know, seeing what we're made of. Both the games very physical from the line of scrimmage, so we're just going to keep trying to improve. And over the next couple of games throughout the season, obviously going up against tough opponent this week.
And we'll talk about Heritage Hills again in a moment. Like you said, a very tough opponent. But in last week's game, 41-20, there were moments that the offense really, really did well and felt like they scored when they really needed to score, especially in those second and third quarters. And it got really close in the end, down 27-20. Coach was talking about that a moment ago. Ultimately, Southridge pulling away. What would you attribute that to, them turning a 27-20 lead into a 41-20 finish?
Controlling line of scrimmage. It was, you know, fatigue definitely got to us in the fourth quarter, and then just they just ended up running all over us in the fourth quarter, and it was controlling the line of scrimmage definitely.
Heritage Hills, a big opportunity for you guys trying to get your first win of the season, yes, but also they're 1-1 to start, like you said, a really tough opponent. Why do you say that they're a tough opponent?
Obviously, I think they're number one, 3A. They're just really good. Their linemen are pretty good. Defense is very well, and their skill players are obviously really well, and they return a lot of players, and they went to state last year, so it's going to be a very tough game for us to play, but...
You mentioned the idea of them going to state last year. I'd imagine that provides a little bit more juice for you and for the rest of the locker room with an opportunity to knock off a team that comes into this season with high expectations. So how much of that is felt in the locker room knowing, hey, guys, this isn't only an opportunity for a win. This is an opportunity for kind of a spoiler against a team that has, like I said, really high expectations.
Yeah, this is definitely a moment that we all know we can make a statement. You know, we need to make a statement. We're already ramped up to playing a game because it's a very big game, so we're ready for it.
In these big games, you personally, not just the team, you personally, mentally, what do you do to prepare and how do you get ready, even stay calm when toe meets rubber and you guys really begin this game? Because I'd imagine, especially your senior year, this is kind of your moment, especially to be a leader. So the moment for a lot of people could get too big.
Yeah, just having a good week of practice, you know, and then getting locked in on game day and trusting our guys going into the game.
Brooks Agner, senior lineman for Boonville football here on WREF. It is the Boonville Football Show. Again, Heritage Hills beginning at 7 o'clock on Friday. Looking forward to seeing what the Pioneers do, trying to get their first win. Really appreciate the time, and good luck, Brooks.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. On the other side, Darren Ward, the head coach, will be returning, talking about Heritage Hills right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball size hail insurance.
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on the Boonville Football Show with Aaron Ward, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Heritage Hills looming on Friday, and coach, a really big game for both sides, but you guys looking for your first win. What's this game going to come down to from an X's and O's standpoint?
I mean, I think number one always comes down to the run game. I mean, it's from both sides of the ball. Can we control Heritage Hills' run game, and then can we have production within ours so we can set up some play action pass and some quick throw game? You know, we're at the point of the week three of the season. You know, special teams is always going to play or can always play a role. I expect both teams to be sound on that, so it shouldn't be a factor.
You know, speaking with Brooks Eigner just a moment ago in the last segment, he was talking about the idea of Heritage Hills coming in with kind of that that reputation of being the team that went to state last year, and an opportunity for you guys to really spoil the high expectations that, that they have for 2024. How much of that is being used or addressed? Is that really real as far as a presence in the locker room going into this game?
You know, it might be something for the players. I think from a coaching standpoint, a coaching staff standpoint, we're focused on ourselves, just trying to get better each day in practice. You know, our last two games, we've got film of things that we've got to improve upon, and we think those are things our team's capable of improving upon from the, you know, from all phases of it to all positions. So that's kind of more the focus from a coaching staff. But I'm sure from a player standpoint, you know, they understand, you know, what Heritage Hills is and what they did last year, and that they, you know, beat us last year and made that nice run up as a to the state final game and stuff, and realize what their rankings are this year. But it's still going to come down to execution and you know, just the will and desire to want to go out and compete on every snap.
Well, like you said, Coach, they got the best of you last year. They got your number last year, and then you watch tape of them through two games this year. What's the difference between Heritage Hills in 2023 and Heritage Hills in 2024?
I think number one is experience. I mean, they were kind of young in some skilled spots last year with you know, Goldsberry was a sophomore last year, so he's got a year under his belt, played a lot of football last year on their state run, receiver core and stuff, and you know, they're still kind of a mixture of seniors and juniors this year, where last year they were you know, a mixture of seniors, juniors, and about five or six sophomores that played quite a bit. So, you know, they've got a lot of experience, they got a lot of confidence, and they truly have a good understanding of what they're trying to do offensively and defensively.
Darren Ward, the head coach for Boonville Football, trying to get win number one against Heritage Hills on the road on Friday. And again, we're here on WREF, the Boonville Football Show. All right, Coach, fill in the blank. If Boonville blanks against Heritage Hills, they walk away with win number one in 2024.
That's a great question. I think if we play one snap at a time, kind of one offense and one defensive series at a time, and you know, in football you can slow the game down just like you do in basketball, but you know, we've got to minimize, you know, Heritage Hills' possessions and control their explosive plays, and we've got to possess the football. You know, pick up first downs. You know, if we're not scoring, we need to flip the field so that they've got long fields that they have to execute with. And then we've got to look for opportunities to take our shots offensively and not be afraid to go make plays defensively as well.
Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotherep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. This show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated, NWREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.